This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. After the recent fall from the highs, Nifty is now trading below its 5, 10 and 20-day exponential moving average. By breaching the crucial support of 14,635, Nifty has also confirmed the bearish formation of the lower top and lower bottom on the daily chart. On February 26th, Nifty formed a bearish island reversal pattern on the daily charts. This formation usually leads to the sharp downside post breaking the low of the candle, and it has not been breached as of yet. Nifty is yet to break below the support of 55 days exponential moving average placed at 14,315 odd levels. The 55-day exponential moving average acted as a bullish reversal during the correction seen before budget. There has also been the support derived from the upward sloping trend line adjoining the major bottoms since March 2020 bottom on Nifty weekly charts. The trend line support is currently placed at 14,350 odd levels, which also coincides with the partially filled gap support placed between 14,336 and 14,469. India VIX has reached above 28 level, its highest in the last 8 months. VIX index has also started sustaining above its 200-day moving average, which is a bearish sign for the market. RSI oscillator has given a breakdown on the daily charts, while on the weekly charts, it has developed big negative divergence. MACD has also given the bearish sign on daily and weekly timeframes. This setup indicates that one should not go overboard in the long positions. Nifty has entered the downward trend and is expected to remain under pressure in the coming weeks also. That is a short-term support which is placed in the zone of 14,300 to 14,350. However, below 14,300, we could see Nifty accelerating the downward momentum towards the positional support of 13,600, which happens to be the intermediate bottom on weekly charts. The strategy for March should be to adopt a conservative approach in long positions. Every bounce should be utilized to lighten the long commitments, said the analyst. Resistance for the Nifty is seen at 14,900 and 15,180. Here are three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Dalmia Bharat Sugar is the first call. Target price is ₹188. Stop loss is ₹152 and upside potential for this call is 14%. This stock has broken out from the upward sloping channel on the weekly charts. Volumes during the breakout remained significantly higher as compared to the previous weeks. The primary trend of the stock has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms on the daily and weekly charts. The stock is placed above all important moving average. Torrent Pharma is the second call. Target price is ₹415, stop loss is ₹360 and upside potential for this call is 7%. In February, this stock registered a new all-time high by surpassing the multi-month consolidation. Volumes went up significantly during the price breakout. The stock is forming higher tops and higher bottoms. It has been trading above all important moving averages. Indicators and oscillators like RSI, MACD and DMI have turned bullish on the short-term charts. NMDC is the third call. Target price is ₹147, stop loss is ₹120 and upside potential for this call is 12%. The stock has surpassed the previous top resistance on the daily chart after forming nice rounding bottom on the daily chart. The stock has been trading above all important moving averages. Indicators and oscillators like RSI, MACD and DMI have turned bullish on the short-term charts. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more a positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.